Report, Obama doubts Kamala Harris can beat Trump, will not endorse her. By Paul Bois on July 24, 2024. Former President Barack Obama reportedly does not believe that Vice President Kamala Harris can beat former President Donald Trump in the general election and will hold on endorsing her. On Sunday, President Joe Biden announced his exit from the 2024 race and immediately endorsed Kamala Harris. Speaking with the New York Post, a source close to the Biden family said the outgoing president's decision to endorse Harris so quickly blindsided Obama. "Obama's very upset because he knows she can't win," the source told the outlet. "Obama knows she's just incompetent, the border czar who never visited the border, saying that all migrants should have health insurance. She cannot navigate the landmines that are ahead of her. When you are running for president, there are things you can and can't say," source added. "Wait until the debate. She can't debate. She's going to put her foot in her mouth about Israel, Palestine, Ukraine. She's going to say something really stupid," the source said. "Obama knew this was going to happen, Joe knew this was going to happen. Now she is going to have to answer real questions." Obama played an instrumental role in getting Joe Biden to drop out, including a blistering op-ed from actor George Clooney in the New York Times that Obama likely approved beforehand. Leaders in the Democratic Party, however, did not expect Biden to endorse Kamala so soon. "Obama was shocked," the source told the NY Post on the moment Biden pushed Harris, adding that Obama grew furious to the point that he has refused to endorse Harris. Another Democrat source dismissed it as Barack Obama being upset by a personal slight. "Obama being surprised by a smart political decision actually makes sense when coupled with his personal inability to see politics beyond his singular, immediate interests," the source said. "Obama always thinks he is the smartest and coolest guy in the room. He's friends with George Clooney, after all." As Breitbart News reported this week, Harris has been coasting toward the Democratic Party nomination, earning enough delegates to shore up support. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.